Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So tonight we'll start a new chapter. And since we're going to talk about salat, and salat is such a huge topic, such an important topic, my first session, I will focus on the concept of change in Islam. And based on that, we'll go to the second session about the prayer. So I want us, first of all, to realize that salat in our religion is it is a center of our attention. It is center of our focus. So salat is an agent of change. If salat, for example, does not change you, then maybe salat is not done properly. Maybe it is not an efficient salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, for example, that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that salat has the power to stop you from doing evil. So it has a lot of tremendous power. So, can we make salat such a thing? Really, the idea here is to use salat to refocus, to recharge, to refuel, to reorganize. And you do that on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about change. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, that Allah does not change a people, He does not change a community until and unless they change themselves. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it on us to change, to make a change in our life. And some people ask, well, who should do it? Who should change? Is it only the people who are not successful? Is it only the adult? Is it only one segment of society? And the answer is everyone. Even if you think yourself as a successful person, you can always be better. You can always improve. So it is an expectation from everyone to change. Now, what are the things we change? How we improve? So inshallah today, I want to cover some principles that would guide us and help us accomplish that change. Number one is maturity. Now, a lot of people confuse maturity with adulthood. Like you say, well, I am an adult and therefore I am mature. And this is such a misconception. It's a huge misconception. Maturity, if you want to define it, you could say it is when you learn how to take full responsibility of your mistakes. If you're able to take full responsibility of your errors and mistakes and sins, then you are mature. And you can tell that many adults are not mature. If you use this definition, many adults are not mature. Some people spend all their lives being children, not realizing so. So basically, when you're able to stop making excuses for your mistakes, for your failures, then you become an adult. So therefore, maturity is not when, for example, when you first get your car, like the first time you get your car. Some people think, well, I become mature when I get my first job or my first account in the bank or I drive the first car. Now, obviously, there is some amount of maturity needed. Because when you drive, you're responsible for yourself and the people around you. And if you're not, then everybody around you is in danger. So obviously, there is some amount of maturity in all of these things. Likewise, when you get the first job, you're going to have some responsibilities. And that will have to have some maturity in it. But again, a lot of people act as immature. Now, what is at the center of all this is how people come up with excuses. It's all about excuses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about that in the Quran. For example, He tells us in Surah Al-Ma'arij, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةً وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرَةً. It is actually chapter number 75. You can look it up, verse 14 and 15. If you examine this ayah in, you know, in some detail, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, indeed, the human being, al-insan, is well aware of his self. Like, no one can come and tell you who you are better than you. You're the one who knows about you more than anyone else. Now, if you make up excuses, other people might be fooled. But you're not going to be fooled. You can't, I mean, you could be fooling yourself, but you know deep down that this is not true, that you're fabricating excuses. You're making up excuses. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us clearly that the human being is going after excuses, and they keep doing that. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرَهُ, and it's in plural form, like a plural of the plural, we say. Ma'adhir, like so many excuses. Well, what are some common excuses? Let's talk about that for a minute. The human being is so creative when it comes to excuses. For example, some people blame the weather. Some people blame traffic. Some people blame their family. Like, I come from a poor family, or my parents did not do a good job, and this is why I am in this sad state. They blame their brothers and sisters. Oh, he did not allow me to grow because he was, you know, older than me, and he was, you know. Some people blame their, you know, the school, the teachers, the curriculum. Oh, the teacher is not good enough, and this is why I'm not doing good in school. The principal, he doesn't have a good command over the teachers. And so forth. Some people love to blame the government. Especially the Arabs. They love to blame the government. Every single calamity, every single problem on earth is because of the government. Some people like to blame, like the taxes, the IRS. This is American, right? If you're American, you blame the IRS. This is why you're poor. This is why you're broke. Not realizing that the rich people pay most of the taxes. So people are so creative when it comes to making up excuses. When it comes to the Muslim community, for example, we see a lot of people come up with excuses. Like, why don't you have a good program in the masjid? Why don't you have a good program for the youth? And people will blame the imam, they'll blame the board, they'll blame, the masjid. I mean, the masjid is just the walls, right? But they blame everybody except themselves. But you realize that in order to have a successful program, it is going to take the effort of everybody. The imam, the masjid, the board, the families, the youth, everybody. And alhamdulillah, I hope this halaqa is a good example of a successful program. But you realize the reason we are somewhat successful is because everybody is putting an effort. So it's not enough to come and say, well, the board is not doing a good job. A lot of times the board is a bunch of volunteers. And they have families like you do, they have children like you do, they have work like you do. So it is really important to stop the blame game, as we say. Now, why do people like excuses anyways? Why is it such an appealing thing to come up with excuses? Well, the thing about excuses is that it basically make you look good. That's really the idea. Like you're at fault and you're failing. So now you want to shield yourself. You want to protect yourself. And you think you are doing that by making up excuses. So basically, we think that excuses will hide our faults from others. But you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us on the Day of Judgment, excuses will not help at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ الظَّالِمِينَ مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ. On the Day of Judgment, the people who wrong themselves and others, this is the meaning of ظالمون. الظالمون are the people who wrong themselves and others. These people, They're going to have excuses, but those excuses will not help them at all. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ الظَّالِمِينَ مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ They'll bring their excuses in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now yes, in this life, they were able to fool other people. But can anyone fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does not Allah know that who you really are? Whatever you manufacture, anything you fabricate to shield yourself, to protect yourself, to hide your errors, you cannot hide it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it is a very good idea that you eliminate all excuses from a young age. And I tell you this now, alhamdulillah, many of you still have a long way to go. So if you can do it now, it's better than you wait until you're 30 or 40 or 50 and you try that. If right now you can eliminate all of these excuses and own it, like if you make a mistake, you own it. You take responsibility for it. That will make you mature and that will make you successful in life. Now we know what happens, you know, you're around the house and what happens usually? What is the most common statement you hear? He did it. She did it. So that's when you throw the blame on someone else. And we all know the common excuse when it comes to homework. The dog ate the homework or something like that. I don't know. Is that still common? But this is the same idea. People are so creative and finding excuses to run away from responsibility. And this is why we have mature adult people that are not mature and they are not responsible. They cannot keep a family, they cannot keep a job, they cannot keep responsibilities around them. Another important principle, it is not what happens that determines the quality of your life. It is what you do that changes your life, that determines the quality of your life. This is also so important. If you read in the Quran, for example, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over and over again, He stresses what? He stresses our actions. آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Those who have faith and do good actions. It's all about doing. It's all about action. See, a lot of people, they blame events. Like, this happened to me, and this is why I'm not doing good in life. Well, let me ask you, are you the only one who has hardships in life? Are you the only one who has difficulties in life? Well, let me bring it to you. Every single human being will face trouble in life. No one is excused. It doesn't matter if you're a believer, a non-believer, if you are a rich person, a poor person, every single human being will face trouble in life. So don't come and say, well, you know what happened to me? It happens to everyone. As we say, the sun sets on everybody. You're no different. It's a common event. So it is really important to focus on what you can do rather than focusing on what's happening to me. And again, this is really important, especially when you're young, if you could shift your attention on what you can do instead of focusing on what's happening to me. Another important thing to keep in mind, inshallah, and maybe next time I'll pick more on that, is discipline. And as we're going to see in prayer and salat, you're going to learn a lot of discipline. That's one of the benefits of salat. The amount of discipline you accomplish in your life. Discipline is one of the most important reasons to be successful in life. What is discipline? Again, one of the definitions. It is your ability to make yourself do the necessary things. Now, it's probably like a lame definition, right? Because again, it's about having to do and necessary and all of that. You don't like these words. Nobody does, right? But the trick here, and this is how you can start being disciplined. The trick is that you start with small discipline, little disciplines. Instead of jumping to the big ones first. Because it's going to be overwhelming and you're not going to be able to do it. So the key to discipline is to start with little disciplines. And small will lead to big. And if you can get yourself excited over little disciplines, then you're going to be successful. So what I recommend, inshallah, for all of us, to you start a list of things, small little disciplines that you want to include in your life. I'm going to give you some examples, but everybody should do his or her own list. For example, you say, from now on, I'm going to pray on time. Or even little less. You could say, at least for the prayer of Maghrib, I'll pray on time. Like right in the beginning of time. As soon as Maghrib enters, I'll start and pray. Because you know what happens if you wait until the end? You're going to be lazy and you get up and you make the first rak'ah and then Isha enters or something like that. So basically you're going to add it one step at a time. You're going to add some discipline to your life, one item at a time. Or you say, for example, I'm going to go to school on time. Or I'm going to wake up earlier. Now here's the trick. Some people say, well, they read about these successful people and they wake up like 3 a.m. in the morning or 4 a.m. in the morning, and you try one time, two times, and then you fail. Because it's so hard. You're used to waking up at 7, you barely wake up to pray before sunrise, and now you're going to wake up at 4 a.m.? That is so hard. So what you can do is, you wake up only 15 minutes earlier, or half an hour earlier. And that's how you could train yourself to wake up earlier and earlier. Just like when you go to the gym, you don't just go and say, I'm going to lift 100 pounds at once. You start with, 5 or 10 pounds or 15 pounds and so on. And this is how you build up. And this is how you can build up discipline in life. So you wake up like 15 minutes earlier and you do that for a week maybe. And then you wake up 15 minutes earlier than that and you do that for another week and so on. And before you know it, now you could wake up 5 a.m. in the morning. And like I said, each and every one of us should come up with a small list of things they want to improve and some disciplinary actions, and they cannot be very small. You should not pick something big. Pick something very little. Like you say, instead of saying, I'm going to be on a diet, aggressive diet, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to record all the calories, and you go full force for about a week or two, and then you get so tired, and you stop. Instead, what you can say, well, I'm going to add more water. Like, I'm going to drink more water every day. Just a little bit more water. Maybe one more bottle. And you keep that for a while. Once it becomes part of your habit, part of your discipline, you can add more and so forth. Now, the reason you do those small little steps is because you want to get the practice and you want to get the muscle. That's the benefit of it. Inshallah. The last principle I want to discuss here, and I'll pick on that next week, is self-motivation. Because a lot of times what happens, people are not motivated. And you see that a lot among certain youth, like certain age. And it's also about being passive. Like people talk to you and you don't feel like replying. Like, why is he talking to me? Why does anything matter in life? And you ask him, like, how's it going? How's school? How's whatever, like, whatever kind of sport you're playing? And they say, yeah, it's going fine. Whatever. There's a whatever people, I call them. A whatever. Whatever people. And whatever you do, whatever you ask, you cannot get him excited. So self-motivation is really important. Because no one can come and motivate you. If you don't have the drive, if you don't have the motivation yourself, no one is going to come and motivate you. And this is why they say, you cannot really train people. You find good people who are trained. You cannot really, there's certain things in life that you cannot do to others. You have to do it to yourself. So inshallah, as we go in the coming lectures, I'll talk more about that. I'll give you more detailed ideas and steps. So inshallah, it can help you in your life, in your study, in your relationship with your families, your friends, and so forth. And it's amazing how much Islam will help us organize our life. How much Islam will make you more successful. And inshallah, I'll go through many ayat, many verses, many hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that would help us become more disciplined. That would help us change to the better, to make us a better person. And I want to combine that with salat, because now we're going to talk about prayer, and you're going to see the central role of salat in our lives. We're going to see how salat, if you do it right, I mean, that's really the condition here, that it has to be done properly. That when you go into salat, you really focus on salat. You basically cut yourself off from everything else. And this is like your break. Your break from everything else. Your break from the noise of life. And you just focus on your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can focus like that, it will help change your life. And this is how the prayer was to the companions of the Prophet alayhi wasalam. When they enter the prayer, they don't even feel anything around them. You know, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, when he used to pray, he was one of the companions. It is said that when he makes ruku', the birds used to come and land on his back. Because he would take a long time to make a ruku'. And the birds would not recognize that he's a human being. They would think he's a thing, like a tree or something. So he'd come and land on his back. This is what salat did to these people. Imam al-Bukhari, one time he was praying, and there were like some wasp or bumblebees that attacked him. And he would not leave his salat. He kept praying. And he said, when I finished, I counted how many stings, and I had like 16 or 17 stings in his body. But he would not leave salat. Now you say, well, this is not human, right? How can it be? I'll tell you more. One of the companions one time, we talked about this before, he was guarding his people. He was on a travel. He was like a guard. And one of the enemies shot an arrow, and it fell in his foot or his leg. And he was bleeding. And he said, I was enjoying salat so much, I did not want to leave salat. And he was bleeding until he finished salat, and then he took care of his wound. So I'm not expecting that we get to that level right away. My point is, though, that salat can change our lives. And it should be the center of our life. It should help us refocus our attention. A lot of times what happens in life, we kind of get on with it and we stray. We forget ourselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. They forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the process, they forget themselves. So it is salat that will help you refocus, recharge, refuel, reorganize, refocus. So inshallah, we'll stop here, and we'll take 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and talk about our introduction to the topic of salat.